The new survey by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut shows Clinton with a 9-point lead over Obama in Pennsylvania. That is down from a 12-point Clinton lead 2 weeks ago. Clinton needs a victory in Pennsylvania to keep alive her hope of winning the Democratic nomination. Both Democratic candidates are targeting more than 800,000 union members in Pennsylvania who are part of a critical voting bloc of working-class voters. Obama is warning against new trade deals that might hurt American workers, while Clinton has proposed spending billions of dollars on tax incentives and investments to help companies create new jobs. Clinton continues to insist she is in the race to stay, despite Obama's lead in the delegate count. During a campaign appearance in Philadelphia, Clinton compared herself to the fictional boxing hero of the film Rocky.
And it's so important that the people of Pennsylvania have their voices heard and their votes counted. Let me tell you something. When it comes to finishing the fight, Rocky and I have a lot in common. I never quit. I never get up. And I know that we're going to make it together, not just up those stairs, but we're going to climb that mountain to a better day for America.
While the latest Quinnipiac poll showed Clinton's lead being trimmed in Pennsylvania, the survey also seemed to buttress her argument that she would be the stronger Democrat in the general election campaign against the presumed Republican candidate, Senator John McCain. Pollster Peter Brown tells VOA that Clinton runs stronger against McCain than Obama does in three key states.
What's clear here is that, at least for now, Senator Clinton's argument that she's the better general election candidate appears to have some validity. We pull Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio because no one has won the White House since 1960 without winning two of those three. She runs much better than Senator Obama does against Senator McCain in each of those states.
Obama picked up two potentially helpful endorsements Wednesday. Former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton, an experienced Democratic voice on foreign policy, threw his support to Obama, as did the governor of the western state of Wyoming, Dave Friedenthal. Obama also said he would consider putting former Vice President Al Gore in a cabinet-level position or even higher if he's elected. Obama said he talks to Gore on a regular basis about a range of issues, including Gore's priority cause, global climate change. During a question-and-answer session at a campaign event near Philadelphia, Obama also emphasized his differences over the war in Iraq with Senator McCain.
The key to solving Iraq is political, not military, and that's why we have to send a clear signal to the Iraqi leadership. We're not going to be there maintaining permanent occupations. John McCain has suggested we should. That is a wrong approach because it allows them just to continue to act irresponsibly.
For his part, McCain spoke at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland, recalling his days as a midshipman before embarking on a military career that included being held as a prisoner of war for 5.5 years in Vietnam. McCain also told reporters that he has begun gathering a list of names of possible vice presidential running mates and that he hopes to announce his choice before the Republican nominating convention in early September. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.